Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7 The Game.
Ricky Pearsall's a maybe. Maybe.
Yeah.
Not ruling him out.
Right. He was questionable today? Questionable concern?
I don't know.
Limited? I didn't see the practice report. I'll look it up.
Let me see. Ricky Pearsall is not practicing on Friday.
Okay. So they have one more practice and then, and then a flight.
Mm-hmm.
He's not playing. Like,
I know.
I mean, he's a maybe.
I know.
Sure. I'm a maybe for Monday as well.
Whenever they go, we're not going to rule it out. That's usually code. Sean McVay Wednesday was like, we're not ruling Devontae Adams out. You want to know what came out today? Devontae Adams highly unlikely to play next week.
Of course.
A week and a half from now, we're not going to rule him out.
You remember the George Kittle hamstring?
Uh-huh.
Where he ran and it was like nobody touched him and then it was like limp, 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 ow, mm-hmm. ow, ow. That was 4 weeks?
It was more.
Six?
I think it was six.
Yeah.
I think it was 6 weeks.
Yeah. I had him on my fantasy team, and I was going with a variety of Evan Engram and Kate Otten for a long time. So, yeah, that's what Devontae did. And, you know, you could see it pop, and it's like, oh, my God, ow, ow, ow. He's out until maybe the divisional round, I would predict. I'm not a doctor, but I kind of am one.
Round. Wow.
Well, and it happened.
They may not get the divisional round.
I mean, they might get a bye to the divisional round. We don't know.
It could.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough now.
A little bit. I mean, they have a pretty soft schedule. They've got at Atlanta and Arizona. And, you know, the Niners still have to go to Indy on Monday, which I guess a lot of people think that, you know, with Phillip Rivers, old man Rivers, that's going to be just a layup. So, yeah.
Seattle 3-2 in the division. The Rams 3-2 in the division. Seattle's got a better conference record right now. I guess for the Rams to climb back to the one seed, are we basically saying root for the Niners to beat the Seahawks, but the Niners to lose one of their other games?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Makes sense.
I still don't know. I don't know if, I guess that would put Seattle at a 3-3 division record. Rams will have the opportunity to be 4-2. So sure, Rams.
Not over.
Rams' path to the one seed, or at least the NFC West, is, let's say, for instance, Niners lose to Bears, and then Niners beat Seattle. Very plausible.
Right, but you would need the Bears to probably lose to someone else because the Bears have a better conference record than the Rams.
No, I said just to win the division. Just to win the West.
Right.
Yeah, just to win the West. So they could be a two seed or whatever. But
the one thing I was thinking about earlier is that if the Niners do win the West and now they control their own destiny, if New England can win the East and it's not a done deal, and if the Bears can win the North, and that's not a done deal. That would be three worst of firsts, which would be the first time in history that happened.
Is it really?
I believe so.
Wow.
Last year, no team went from worst to first. And usually, as I was looking back in my research, usually it's one. Occasionally, you catch a two of eight.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, you might catch three. And I guess Carolina was a third place team last year, so they wouldn't be a fourth one to do it. But the Bears, for sure, and the Niners would be. And the Patriots as well.
I'm actually stuck on something because you told me a second ago that today just one pick. Just one pick. Well, we've kind of gotten into the habit around these parts of you picking all of the primetime night games.
Yeah, okay.
Of which there are two this weekend.
It's a Saturday and a Sunday?
Saturday night and Sunday night.
I would be happy make the pick.
Would you like to make a pick on the Packers-Bears game that is tomorrow night at 5:20 in addition to the New England-Baltimore game, which is Sunday night at 5:20. I don't think you should hide from those.
I won't, and the picks are in. I'd be happy to do that so Lucas can go back there and clap and fade, and I could put it in his face again. Just like I did both of you last night. With another winning pick.
You're not going to knock
the Dibber.
You keep bringing
Gagoosh.
This. You're bringing this anger to the conversation that is not going to be returned.
It's not anger.
It sounds like it. It is trash talk, and we're sitting over here. We feel like winners, so we don't. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's great. You got the right pick.
You, sir, are a loser. As is Lucas. And what's his bucket who's on his way to Eugene?
What's his
bucket? To watch
bucket?
His team whoop up on James Madison. Attaboy Grandy, drive to Oregon to watch your Ducks cover the 24 and a hook. Whatever. It's not anger. Edge. It's fine line.
A little bit.
Whatever.
A little bad.
Just fade me again. You won't.
Yeah, we will.
The picks are in.
For sure we will. Yeah, for sure we will.
I know Lucas will.
Yeah.
And the picks were always going to be in. We knew that. That's why I'm smiling back.
All the picks are in.
I mean, my gosh.
Sunday night, Saturday night, Monday night, that pick is in too. I'll save that one for Monday.
I don't even know what the number is. What's the number on the Niner Colt game?
5.5 now.
Niners are favored by 5.5?
Yep.
That's a lot.
It's coming down.
That's a big number.
It was bigger.
Yep, it was bigger. Yep.
Doesn't that feel big to you guys?
Yes.
You know what feels big?
It feels big.
The number of children at Philip Rivers' Thanksgiving table.
Sure.
That feels big.
Sure. I'll take the over on 5.5.
Correct.
I mean, some of them might be fighting with him or something.
You never know.
Show up.
Yep. Vegetarians, whatnot.
Politics.
Sure.
Yeah. But anyway.
Not even counting grandchildren.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's a big number.
Yeah, but grandkids don't eat Thanksgiving food. That's why there's a kids' table. Mm. Kids don't like Thanksgiving food. You don't know that? Did you like it when you were a kid? Were you like, yeah, turkey and gravy and cranberry sauce?
I mean, I'm going to say something semi-controversial. I still don't really love it.
See? Which reflects your maturity.
Or our family's food.
Whatever. Yeah. You're still a kid at heart. That's why you like Fisher.
True. Well,
it is.
I don't love Fisher.
But you like him.
I know him.
Would you go tonight?
Sure.
See? You're a kid.
Abe got an extra ticket?
Probably.
Fisher Price. I mean.
Oh, my God.
That's right. That's where I am right now.
Anyway.
If Fisher Price does a show,
anyway.
Me and my three-year-old were there.
Anyway, listen, this game on Monday night, and your afternoon hosts, Willie and Dibby, are not leaving for the holidays today, by the way. I want everybody to know that right now. We will be here Monday. We will be here Tuesday. There is a 49er game on Monday night, and we are going to bookend that sucker. We are not doing that. We're not leaving. So we'll be here, and I could tell you the discussion obviously will be big into it on Monday. They clinch a playoff spot with a win. It sets themselves up for obviously then the two home games, the Bears and the Seahawks, where if they were to win both of those, they're the one seed. But this is going to be hard. This is going to be a very, very hard. This is an interesting game on Monday. I think the whole world is focusing on the fact that Philip Rivers is the quarterback for the Colts. Therefore, it just kind of strips you of the whole downfield game. And it does. And does that help the Niners? It absolutely does. But Jonathan Taylor is still playing in this game, and the Colts are still a good football team. I think that they're going to have to play kind of an ugly game, but they can do that. Like this, the whole thing, even that spread that you just said to me, sort of it gives me the vibe of everybody's like almost turning this into a look-ahead game now. Bears and Seahawks, yeah, let's see, but we'll beat the Colts for sure. Poof, watch out for this game on Monday night. This is where I know, like, I probably sound like a coach. This is the way coaches think. You haven't clinched anything yet,
right?
I know the Niners have a 98% chance to go to the playoffs. That's what the current analytics will tell you. I know that the Lions are kind of dormy after losing to the Rams last week, but you've clinched nothing. You've clinched absolutely nothing. And so, boy, I'm going to be on edge on this one Monday night. Big time.
Especially when you think about like the motivation factor between the two teams. Indianapolis needs this game more than the Niners need it. The Niners can lose, win the next two, and they're going to be a playoff team. The Niners can lose and win one of the next two and still be a playoff team. It might be a little bit tougher to do that, but...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But you certainly can. The Colts are in a spot where they have to win this game. They have to win this game, and they have to win their final two. Yeah. They're in desperado mode. And, you know, Phillip Rivers with an extra game under his belt. It's a home game. And... yeah, you might have DeForest Buckner back. It looks like they're going to clear him, and he's going to give it a go. I don't think that Sauce Gardner's a maybe for the Colts. Mooney Ward is out with multiple concussions.
Yeah, I don't think Mooney's coming back.
No, he's out. He's had three concussions, so he's pretty much done. But the Colts in this spot at home with a great running back against a defense that's not great against the run, this one's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Yeah. Yep.
And even though they've averaged 31 a game since Purdy's come back.
I know, but I'd argue that too. And we're talking about Purdy, who's had what an interesting sort of four-game stretch since he's come back. The three-interception game was such a black mark, and the Niners still won the game by double digits. But I would argue that this one that's about to happen on Monday night, this will be his toughest test since coming back, even though the Browns defense is fantastic, and that was not snowing, but it was kind of a...
it's cold.
Yeah, it was cold, and there was dampness. There was a little bit of a mix going on. I was thinking about that the other day, the Brock Purdy experience over the last 4 weeks. That Cleveland game was really impressive. It was really impressive, and I don't think that he's gotten the credit that he probably deserves, the whole team, because that game encompassed a lot of the things that people say the Niners can't do.
Right.
It's not that they, like, Cleveland's good. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that that game, that matchup, holds a lot of the things that people point to, like the cold weather and the dampness for Brock Purdy, also the traveling to the East, also the no bye for 13 or 14 weeks, all of those things, and they performed really well, really well. That was like a, that was kind of a mature performance for the Niners.
It was a solid win, and it kind of followed the blueprint that the majority of these wins under Shanahan have followed, and I did a little bit of a deep dive earlier this week. The Niners, when they lead at halftime this year, they're 9-0 when they have the lead at halftime. When they don't, they're 1-4. And so it doesn't mean they can't win when they're down at the half. The one that they did win was the opener at Seattle. They were down 10-7 to the Seahawks, and they gutted that one out. But the blueprint for the Niners all year has been score first, if possible, lead at the half, certainly, and then you can go ahead and run the ball, and you can control the ball, and especially with Brock Purdy back now, you've got Kittle and Jennings and Pearsall if he's able to go. I don't think he will be. McCaffrey out of the backfield. These long, long drives. And I think about the Tennessee game last weekend where it was a 10-play drive, a 13-play drive, a 12-play drive. When your defense is a little bit overmatched, and this one is, the best thing you can do for them is only have them play 22 minutes out of 60 in a game. So you win the time of possession, you run it more than 30 times, you lead at the half. That's how the Niners win these games.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Here's the other thing, and I'm going to allow us to get ahead of ourselves for a second. I'm not about to start talking about Super Bowl sitting here on December 19th. That's not, you know, at this moment, the Niners are still in third place. So, okay, let's see what happens next. But I want to remind everybody, and I'm reminding myself, for example, the Warriors championship 3.5 years ago, you and I got to do the parade together. And that was such a special championship. The reason being is, you didn't see it coming. Go back to even, I mean, I don't know if you felt like you saw any of the Giants championships coming. I really don't. We certainly didn't see 2010 coming. At least after that, they had shown that there was a pedigree to go out there and do it. But 2010, if you remember back, they started that month of September. They were miles behind the Padres. I don't remember if it was six games or whatever. It was like, they're fighting to maybe get a playoff spot. Then they end up winning the division, and they win the whole thing as underdogs going into the World Series. You remember that stuff forever. And so I think that we've been looking at the Niners the way we have collectively to protect ourselves, because we don't want to get sucked in to the hope and the excitement that surrounds this stuff. What if we looked at it the other way? Good Lord, if this were to happen, it might be the most special one ever. I don't know. Certainly from the standpoint of we talk about it all the time. If you're 35 or younger, you feel like the Niners have never won a Super Bowl before.
Right.
So for you, it certainly would be the most special one ever. But for those of us who were there for the 80s, the only one that would even come close to comparing to this would be the first.
Right.
In 1982.
That's right.
This is crazy.
If you think about it and you allow yourself to get way too far down the road, which is what we're doing, it's the holiday season and night six of Hanukkah, and we can dream a little dream. And I think your 2022 Warriors comp is a great one, because they had already won three titles. Sure, we get that. And I'm looking at it here, and you had a great start, but then you went starting in the end of February. You lost 5 in a row, you won 4, then you lost 7 of 8, and you found yourself at 48-29, and there were so many teams that were better than you, including your buddy John Bloom's Phoenix Suns, who I believe were the one seed that year, and the draw kind of broke your way. And I'm not saying that the Niners need those breaks, but I'm kind of saying the Niners might need those breaks. Like, the Warriors faced Denver, they beat Denver in 5, Denver was not quite ready to win the title. And I also think that they had Jamal Murray might have been injured in that series. Then you took you took on Memphis, and you beat Memphis in 6. And that was the very contentious series. Remember, that's the one that GP2 got absolutely cheap shotted by. I can't remember who did that. Oh, wait, it was Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. Actually, I do remember. Oh, and then Phoenix, a team that I think was the best in the conference, they got knocked off, and you beat a Dallas team that, again, was not quite ready for prime time, and then you had to dig deep against Boston, and Steph did what Steph does, and so you won the chip. And so I'm thinking about this year's Niner team similarly, and even if you are the five seed, let's just say you don't get over on Seattle. Maybe Seattle beat you, and you're the five seed, whatever. You got a nice draw against Carolina or Tampa, and maybe you catch a break, and you know, you wind up, maybe you go to Seattle and you beat Seattle, and now you could be the five seed, and the six or the seven could have advanced, and now you have a home game.
The whole thing is totally wide open. The NFC playoffs are completely wide open.
That's why I think the comp to the Warriors in 22 is a really good one, because that one kind of caught us by surprise.
Well, I mean, almost the reverse of what we saw last year. I think we could trace back throughout this season and see. This doesn't mean I'm ripping the Niners' achievements at all. They deserve them, but they've gotten some breaks this year. They got some breaks this year, and last night was one of them. Kyren Williams fumbling at the one was another one. How about Marvin Harrison dropping balls constantly?
Jake Tonjes
jumping in front of a defender on what was a pretty questionable throw from Brock Purdy back in week one. Now things are twisting a little bit of a different way now. Do you know that Rams game that the 49ers won in L.A., do you know that that's the last time that they won a football game by less than double digits?
Wow, yeah, that makes sense.
All of their wins since then have been by 10 or more points. And also, all of them have been against what many of us would consider inferior opponents. Carolina is a, air quotes, division leader right now.
Yep.
But whatever, that's not a very good football team. Other things can be challenging. Going into Cleveland, that's a good defense, et cetera, et cetera. But since that Rams game, they've gone against, I guess if you count Carolina, they've gone against four teams that are right now under consideration for the playoffs. And they beat Carolina by 11, and the other three are their three losses since then.
That's right. Yep.
So, yeah, schedule break, the fourth place schedule, no doubt. You got to put that into the mix. The Niners have caught a few breaks, but that's how it
works.
Sports,
yeah. And
that's
even,
how it works.
Even beyond that, like you talk about the Cleveland game, and well, you faced Shedeur Sanders. Right. Not that they had another surefire option who got hurt, and now you have to go to Shedeur. That thing's been a mess, but you got Shedeur early, and he's proven to be, I mean, not super duper great, but you got them at the right time, and now you're getting the Colts, not with Danny Dimes, who was off to an MVP-like year. You've got a 45-year-old Phillip Rivers at quarterback. It's not a joke, because, I mean, he was one play away from beating Seattle, for crying out loud, who now is maybe, you know, they control their own destiny,
I don't know.
I'm being told. So a lot of this is when you play teams. You face the Giants when they didn't have Scadaboo. Scadaboo was already gone.
Well, that's like what
I mean. No, but still, what I mean, he, again, like they were a lesser team when you face them. And I do think that as you go through your schedule, you got the Rams the first time on a short week, which, I mean, short for both of you, but you were able to find a way to win that game. And if you look at the Rams' four losses, you mentioned it earlier, a blocked field goal, which would have given them the win. You lose by one last night on 3 2-point conversions. All four of their losses are kind of like funky close games.
All four of them to teams that may end up in the playoffs this year, and really only one of them that people think they lost, and oddly, that was the one of the worst team, the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Yeah. I just look at this whole thing, and I'm feeling the emotion of remembering back to October 12th. The San Francisco 49ers lost Fred Warner for the season to a gruesome injury, lost a football game by 11 points at Tampa, and fell to 4-2. And even though they were 4-2 in that moment, all of us agreed. That was it. So now we got
Bosa was already gone at that
point. Bosa was gone. Fred is gone.
George wasn't even back yet.
George was not back yet. Yep. Brock was not back yet. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, like 4-2, that's fun. But now this whole thing has a very different look and feel to it. And I think Niner fans kind of struggled to even figure out what the goal was. I mean, was it develop talent? Was it, hang in there and maybe scratch a playoff game because that would be fun. I don't know if Niner fans could really figure out in that moment what's the actual goal. And from that moment forward, the San Francisco 49ers are 6-2. They are on the verge of clinching a playoff spot and control their own destiny in the NFC, which is, I don't think we're giving credit for how unthinkable that is. It is so far past unthinkable to be sitting in this moment. I almost feel like there's a hesitation to get excited because a lot of people still don't believe what's actually unfolding in front of them.
Well, I think if you win two of the next three, or if you win all three, then yeah, you have no choice but to believe, I think, because you'd be 13-4, yeah, you'd be the one seed. Right, so hard to not look at that, but I also look a little bit deeper where, okay, you lost to the Bucks and you're feeling bad, you're 4-2, then you beat Atlanta, you played a really solid game, the Texans cuffed you around, and turns out the Texans might be the AFC front runner right now. If you look at the AFC, they are dangerous.
Then
your schedule got a little easier. Yeah, the Rams got you in a payback game, but you know, slowly but surely, you got Kittle back, and you got your center back. You got a couple of guards back. Trent stayed healthy. McCaffrey stayed healthy. You got Ricky Pearsall back-ish for a little while. And in between all that, like Kendrick Bourne flashed, and your defense quietly, they kind of held it together. You added Keon White. You added Cleveland Furl, guys who have been very good considering what you have needed them to be. So even though, I mean, yeah, the headliners, you lost them. The schedule got easier. You got a little healthier. And you didn't, like, give them away. You have no bad losses.
You don't. We're going to get back to Warriors coming up next because it's a Warrior-themed higher or lower, right?
Yeah, Klay Thompson, 37-point game. We are honoring Klay.
Okay.
He's coming back on Christmas.
Yep.
And even ahead of that article about Klay and maybe a triumphant return someday, I thought today would be a good day to celebrate Klay. So Klay Thompson, 37 points in a quarter, is going to be the higher or lower.
Okay, and we got time for a couple calls before that if you want to jump in. KJ, you'll be first up. 888-957-9570. We're sponsored by Kalshi. Trade on anything. This is Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.